Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Buer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And as we close out the year today, I thought I would take us to Psalm 103. The devotional content for today, if you're reading along, is in Daniel chapter 7. You can read the devotional there and take time to pray it through and walk through the devotional content. But as we close out the year, I've found it personally just beneficial to take a moment. Morgan and I will often do this at the end of a year just to reflect back on all the ways the Lord has been faithful to us, on His character, on His many, many blessings to us. And so I thought I'd read from Psalm 103. It's a Psalm of David, and it says this: "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." It's a longer psalm, and it goes on quite a few verses, and then coming down to verse 20, it finishes this way: "Bless the Lord, O you His angels, you mighty ones who do His word, obeying the voice of His word. Bless the Lord, all His hosts, His ministers who do His will. Bless the Lord, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul." Later on in the scriptures, in the book, the letter from James, James says that all good things, every good and perfect gift, comes from above, from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shifting or shadow due to change. I've thought about that verse a lot, that all good things come from God. And I'm not saying that it's been a great year for all of us, or an easy year for all of us. I'm sure for many of us, we look back over the year and there are peaks and valleys. I know that for some folks, even in our church, folks that we've walked with, it's been a very difficult year. And yet, always at the end of the year, we can look back and say, God remains good. And we can bless the Lord in our souls, saying, God, thank you for who you are. Thank you that ultimately you've brought healing into my life through Jesus Christ, through my salvation, the forgiveness of my sin. And Lord, every good thing that I've experienced this year is from you. And even in the difficult moments, you shepherd me. You walk me through those valleys because you are the good shepherd. And so I want to encourage you just to take a moment now to reflect, to think back on the year, to think on the character of God and His blessings in your life. And then let's take a moment just to thank Him together. I'll start in prayer, and then I want to encourage you just to pray for yourself or for your family, if you're with your family, to pray together and thank Him. Father, I do thank you just personally and on behalf of myself and my family. Thank you for the way that you have been faithful to us all year, every year. God, you are good. And Father, I pray that as we close out this year, we would close it out in a spirit of gratitude and thankfulness for who you are and for what you've done. And we would look into 2025, looking to you, knowing that God, we need to abide in you and in your word. That is how we will bear much fruit. Jesus, we thank you for who you are. And we thank you for giving us your spirit to live inside of us. Father, we thank you for your steadfast love and your mercy toward us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time to reflect, to pray, and to thank the Lord.